At a hearing in Washington today, a replay of September 11, 2001, the commission investigating the government's response to the 9/11 attacks held its final public session. They went over that morning's events in detail, examining the hijackings and the response by civilian and military organizations. A statement by the commission staff concludes the government was unprepared and struggled to improvise a homeland defense against what it called an unprecedented challenge. NPR's Larry Abramson joins us now to sort through the confusion of that day. Larry, let's turn to the first flight that was hijacked, American Airlines Flight Number 11 out of Logan Airport in Boston, the flight that was believed to have been piloted by Mohammed Atta.
Right. It took off at 8 o'clock. It was bound for Los Angeles. And pretty soon afterwards, at 8:21, something goes wrong. The plane has a transponder that sends out a signal telling you where it is. That thing is turned off. The controller immediately knows something is wrong, but he's not thinking about a hijacking. And then at 8:24, air traffic controllers hear this.
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll endanger yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
Now, I know that's hard for you to understand. It was hard for the controllers to understand at that time, but that may well be Mohammed Atta saying, we have some planes, we're returning to the airport. Nobody move, just stay quiet. And apparently what's happening is, in this case and in another case, the hijackers are pressing the wrong button on the microphone. So they're telling the controllers things, but they think they're talking to the passengers, telling them to be quiet and sit down. This turns out to be a big help because it tells the FAA controllers exactly what's going on, and they immediately set up a teleconference so other controllers will also learn what's going
on. So the controllers know that they have a bad situation here. How long before the military is alerted?
Boston Flight Control takes the initiative here, and this is one of the good things that happened. They go straight to the military. They reach the NORAD defense system at 8:37, 13 minutes after they learn of the hijacking. But this is also just minutes before American Flight 11 is about to crash into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Here's what the FAA said to the Northeast Air Defense Sector.
Hi, Boston Center, TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
Now, with that call, the Air Defense of America had begun, as the commission staff puts it. Two F-15s from Otis Air Force Base took to the air 150 miles away from New York City, but at this point, they didn't really know where they were going. This plane is invisible to traditional radar. So we have quick action here, but the planes weren't airborne until really after Flight 11 hit the North Tower, and they don't know where they're going.
In the meantime, all of the other hijacked airplanes were already in the air, and one was already headed straight into Manhattan.
That's correct. United Flight 175 left Logan Airport in Boston at 8:14, also bound for Los Angeles. It follows a slightly different path to the south because it's lining up with the South Tower that it wants to hit. One problem here, the same controller that had been looking for American Flight 11, which they are still looking for, is also looking for United Flight 175. 175's transponder codes start to change, and then at 8:48, people on the FAA teleconference heard this.
Okay, this is New York Center. We're watching the airplane. I also had a conversation with American Airlines, and they've told us that they believe that one of their stewardesses was stabbed and that there are people in the cockpit that have control of the aircraft. And that's all the information they have right now.
So at this point, they're unaware that American Flight 11 had already crashed into the World Trade Center. Flight 175 hits the South Tower within minutes, and it's immediately clear what's going on. New York shuts down its airspace at this point. Military officials sent fighters to Manhattan. They declare a combat air patrol at 9:25. But at this point, the attack on New York is essentially over.
So where's American Flight 77, the plane that was to hit the Pentagon? Where was that?
77 left Dulles Airport outside of Washington at 8:20, again, going to Los Angeles. By 8:54, that plane had vanished from the radar. Here's another big error that that came up in the commission hearings. This plane was undetected for 36 minutes. They didn't find it until 9:32, and of course it crashed moments afterwards.
So at this point we're an hour and a half into the attack, and it seems like there's serious confusion at every level.
Absolutely. Listen to this exchange at 9:21, more than half an hour after American Flight 11 had crashed into New York City, into the World Trade Center. The FAA is speaking first, and then the military.
Military, Boston Center. Just had a report that American 11 is still in the air, and it's on its way towards heading towards Washington.
Okay, American 11 is still in the air?
Yes.
on its way toward Washington?
There was definitely another aircraft that hit the tower. That's the latest report we have.
Okay, so American 11 isn't a hijack at all then, right?
No, he is a hijack.
American 11 is a hijack.
Yes.
And he's going into Washington?
This could be a third aircraft.
So they think American Flight 11 is still in the air. In fact, it was the first plane to be hijacked and the first plane to hit the World Trade Center.
And the military's response?
There's no notice to the military that American Flight 77 is hijacked until 9:34. That's just minutes before it hits the Pentagon. No one at the FAA Command Center ever officially notifies the military about American 77. And at the same time, these fighters from Langley are heading towards Baltimore, towards American Flight 11, a plane that doesn't exist anymore.
Well, did they do any better in trying to stop United Flight 93?
No, they did not. 93 left Newark at 8:42. It was clear it had been hijacked by about 9:30. At 9:49, FAA headquarters had this conversation with the agency's command center.
They're pulling Jeff away to go talk about United 93.
Do we want to think about scrambling aircraft?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's a decision somebody's going to have to make probably in the next 10 minutes.
Everybody just left the room.
So they're struggling, trying to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, the passengers had taken control of the cockpit, and the plane crashed in the fields of western Pennsylvania.
And so they're wringing their hands over the decision whether or not to scramble aircraft. When did fighter pilots actually get permission to shoot down commercial airliners?
Around 10 after 10 in the morning, Vice President Dick Cheney was asked for authority to shoot down planes. He immediately said yes. Secret Service thought that Flight 93, at this point, was headed for Washington, D.C., so this was urgent. Cheney repeated that order later after there was wrong news of another hijacking. And then military personnel in upstate New York first learned about this order through this, again, very confused conversation.
You need to read this. The region commander has declared that we can shoot down aircraft that did not respond to our direction. Copy that?
Copy that, sir.
So if you're trying to divert somebody and he won't divert?
DO's saying no.
No? Came over the chat. You got a conflict on that direction?
Right now, no.
Okay.
Now, this confusion is telling. The order, in fact, was not passed on to the pilots because nobody really was sure what to do with an order to shoot down commercial airliners. They simply told them to identify any planes that they saw.
So there are some hard lessons learned in compiling this report. What's next for the commission?
Well, the commission right now has to finish up their final report, and part of that report will deal with what we learned today about the command structure of the government. And really, it was the top people in the government who seemed to be most cut off from what was going on. People lower down took a lot of initiative, it seems, and actually made do with a very bad situation. When the commission grilled military officials, one of them said, look, we were mostly worried about shooting down the wrong plane. So this was clearly an impossible situation that everybody found themselves in. They reassured the commission that this could never happen again, that they've made changes, but the commission clearly is not sure about that.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.